Oh, yeah. If you go to their website and look at how many agencies, how many towers and how many agencies and how many subscribers and all that stuff and, the, you know, how many push-to-talks and they have a month. And that's millions, millions of push-to-talks every month. You know, hundreds and hundreds of sites. It's just, you know, they had that ice storm in the northern part of the state, which was just absolutely devastating. You know, when you look at the magnitude and the scope, and never lost any communications. They kept it all running. I mean, there was the challenges that they met during that, because, you know, first they had to get gas. I forget how many sites they had said were out of power and on generator up there in the northern part of the state, and they had to get gas back to them. You know, there was all sorts of challenges, and they couldn't even get to them. So in some cases, there was half a mile of downed trees. So, I mean, they brought to bear on that the National Guard and all sorts of cooperation with, you know, people. Just, you know, so stuff like that, too, is noteworthy. That's pretty cool. Saw Dan out there, PUT. You know him. He gets on here every now and again. Of course, he was instrumental in many of those years working with them. You know, now he works for Motorola proper and multiple other guys that I work with all the time. So, yeah, it was good. Good to go. Yeah, I'm glad Phil got out there. His boss is out there, too, and I like her. She's good peeps, but she needs to learn a little about radio. When I turned Phil on to her and said, hey, this guy, you know, he can teach her about radio, because I don't think they're a radio shop that doesn't really understand radio.